businesses, even home-based businesses. So please come in with your business card, and each week I'll do a drawing. Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, 117 South Academy Street, and the number is 615-893-7134. Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
WGNS takes you live and direct now to the Rutherford County Courthouse, and that is where a tribute to veterans is taking place. We switch you now live to the courthouse and Brian Barrett.
At the Rutherford County Courthouse in the County Commission chambers here, Meyer Simons is about to speak.
It's not working.
And get everyone
ready
to go here for the Veterans Day Memorial Service.
This has been, oh, there we go.
Here is Meyer Simons.
Oh, okay. Everybody hear me okay? Am I too loud? Am I good? I'm Myra Simons, and I have the opportunity every year to direct this program in honor of our veterans. So proud to do that, as I am the daughter of an Army sergeant. So it means a lot to me to be able to put this together and to bring folks together to honor our veterans. This morning, I'd like to start the program by introducing our newly elected Rutherford County Mayor Ketron and Murfreesboro City Mayor McFarland, and they're going to do welcoming remarks, and then we will continue from there.
Well, good morning. I'm Bill Ketron, as Myra said. Thank you, Myra. And I'm just so glad that we were able to have this facility where we could move inside. It would have been kind of an empty space outside with the rain, unless you brought your poncho. But God brings us rain for a reason. When I was in scout camp, we used to call it liquid sunshine. So maybe that's a lot of liquid sunshine we're getting today. We want to say welcome. I would, before I say a few words, I'd like to make welcome. I see two of my county commissioners that are here, Commissioner Joe Gurley and Commissioner Pettis Reed. Former deputy to the mayor, Mr. Jeff Davidson, is here. My current deputy to the mayor, Steve Sandlin, is roaming around somewhere. He is here also, but there you are. And Mayor McFarland and I would like to say a few words of welcome. We want to thank you for coming. I know Veterans Day was yesterday, and there were a lot of parades all around the country, all across the state, even out the VA here in town, but this is the date that we had chosen. Unfortunately, we're not outside, but with anticipation of this is my second month, going into my third month of being county mayor, I had noticed our monument that stands on the corner right out to my left here, honoring all the veterans that had made the supreme sacrifice of giving up their life, is located right here on the corner. And I noticed that it was getting pretty bad shape because of the mold and air pollution, had dark streaks running over it. And I was hoping the sun would be shining on it today, because I had Mr. Ben Mankin, director of our maintenance crew, come out, and we got some workhouse guys that came out and used a steam pressure washer, and we cleaned it up, and it looks beautiful. It looks like a brand new piece of granite, honoring those who have made that sacrifice here in Rutherford County. But maybe when on your way out exiting the building, you'll be able to get a glance of it and come by on a shiny day, because it looks like a brand new monument to those who made that sacrifice. Today's a day that we honor those who have made that supreme sacrifice here in Rutherford County. And also, I don't want to forget those family members as well, who made the same sacrifices as those soldiers went off to war for our country, but also the spouses who stayed behind and the children who missed their daddies and mothers as they went to war. We want to pay homage to them as well today during the ceremony. Without further ado, I'd like to turn it over to our city mayor, Mayor Shane McFarland. Please make him welcome.
Uh, my pleasure to be here today. I want to first thank Myra for putting this together. I can't say how many years this has been that I've been here. It's been a lot, but thank you for what you do every year for being able to do this. Let's give her a round of applause. Several of our council members are also here. Bill Shacklett's in the back, Eddie Smotherman, and I see Rick LaLance back there. So thank you all for attending. Really want to say thank you to our veterans, not really for what you have done, but what you continue to do. Not many people realize the amount of veterans that we have that serve our city every day in all of our emergency service providers. Our police officers, our firefighters, you will see when they're out in the city, they have a veteran tag that's on their uniforms. So not only have they served our country, they come back in our community and continue to serve and continue to give back to make this not only a better city, a better county, but a better country. Want to say thank you. Thank you to the families. Last month, we had several of our firefighters, many who were veterans, who went to South Carolina to help with what was going on with the hurricane coming through. And it reminded me when we all circled up and we were all in a circle getting ready to pray for them when they left, that it's not just the men and women who represent these agencies who leave when they go out of the country, when they go out of the city. The families are the ones that are left behind. So every day when we get the chance, not just on Veterans Day, we need to be thankful for what our veterans have done and what they will continue to do for our country and our city. So thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Now I'd like to recognize members of our state delegation who work on a statewide basis on your behalf. They are representatives from Rutherford County and other counties, but here right in front of me we have Senator Shane Reeves. Senator Shane Reeves, he represents part of Rutherford County, Bedford County, Moore County, Marshall County, and Lincoln County. So I'm sure he has many veterans within his Senate district. Then we have Mr. Representative Tim Rudd in House of Representatives, just got reelected last week. And Representative Mike Sparks from the Smyrna and part of Murfreesboro area, and just got reelected last week. Now I'd like to turn back over to Meyer.
You are listening to coverage of the Veterans Day Memorial
Service. Good morning.
Service.
Want to welcome you to this, our 22nd year. Miss Elsie Stem, who I knew from Franklin Road Baptist Church, where I attend, she did this service for 15 years, and she was getting a little older and up in her years, in her 80s, and wasn't able to do this, and I am just honored that she passed that baton to me to put this program together. But you know what? This is a very special year. This is our 100th anniversary of the signing of the armistice that ended World War I. So this is a very special Veterans Day, a time when we earnestly want to honor those who have given so much for our nation, our freedoms, whether they be active duty or discharged, retired, or reserve. Our veterans deserve the highest of respect for the tremendous sacrifices that they've made for us and for our nation. They exemplify honor. To show our veterans the respect they deserve. And folks, that's what this program is all about. It's for our veterans. It's dedicated to those who have served. And with that thought, I want to begin our program by introducing to you our Master of Ceremony today, Sergeant Dan Alcorn. Sergeant Alcorn served in Vietnam with the Force Logistics Support Group from 1966 to 1968. Please join me in welcoming Sergeant Dan Alcorn.
Thank you, Meyer. Well, also, I want to welcome all our veterans that are here today and their families and all our guests to our 22nd annual Veterans Day Memorial. Now, we're going to start this program this morning with a special group, and that's our today's color guard is presented by the 101st Airborne from Fort Campbell. I'm going to ask you to stand with the color guard, and then after that, the national anthem Well, I'll do the Pledge of Allegiance, and then our young people are going to sing our national anthem. So just remain standing during all this time. All right, our color guard at this time.
We're listening to coverage of the Veterans Day Memorial Service as the color guard brings in the flags. The flags are being posted. Presented by the 3rd Brigade Combat Team of the 101st Airborne Division.
Continue standing. We'll do the Pledge of Allegiance this time. Attention, salute, and pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was Sergeant Dan Alcorn. Now the McFadden School of Excellence with the national anthem. School of Excellence with the national anthem today.
This time I'd also ask the assistant pastor at the Franklin Road Baptist Church, Joel Norris, to come and lead us in a word of prayer. Joel.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you today, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us to come together. Lord, we thank you that because of your son's sacrifice on Calvary, that we can come together in the unity of our faith, but Lord, also because of the sacrifice of these veterans that we honor today, that we can come together in freedom. Lord, on this Veterans Day, as we celebrate, Lord, I pray that you would be with those that are in harm's way right now, that you would grant them protection. Lord, for those who have distanced themselves from military service, Lord, that you would give them strength as they look back over their years of service. And Lord, for the families of those who have gone on, Lord, I pray that you would give them grace as only you can and that you would comfort them. Lord, I pray that everything that we do here today would honor and glorify you. And Lord, honor these veterans that have given us the opportunity to meet and to gather in freedom. We thank you for your love for us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, you may be seated. You know, the flags that you see up here today are a symbol of some of the many veterans organizations that recognize the sacrifice of so many over the years who have given so much for our nation. You have the American Legion flag. You have the National Society of the Sons of the American Revolution. You have the Vietnam War 50th Anniversary Commemoration POW/MIA flag. And you have the POW/MIA flag. And I want to ask Jim Sandeman, a veteran of the Desert Storm, U.S. Navy Submarine Service, and also the Register and the Chaplain of the National Society of the Sons of the American Revolution. He's going to come forward and read the POWMIA Resolution 288. Wendell Burnett, a veteran senior Chief Petty Officer of the U.S. Coast Guard, will also assist him, after which we will hear once again from the McFadden School of Excellence Senior Children's Choir. Chip, come on up.
You're listening to coverage of the Veterans Day Memorial Service from the Rutherford County Courthouse. Jim Sandman.
Thank you. In 1985, at the 67th Annual Convention of the American Legion, Resolution 288 was adopted, calling for designating a POW-MIA empty chair at all official meetings of the American Legion as a physical symbol of the thousands of American POW-MIAs still unaccounted for from all wars and conflicts involving the United States. Accordingly, at this time, Senior Chief Wendell Burnett, United States Coast Guard, current commander of the American Legion Post 141, will place the POW-MIA flag on the empty chair, a reminder for all of us to spare no effort to secure the release of any American prisoners from captivity, the repatriation of the remains of those who have died bravely in defense of liberty, and a full accounting of those missing. Let us rededicate ourselves for this vital endeavor. Thank you.
At this time, we'll be hearing again from the McFadden Choir.
Anticipating another patriotic selection here from the McFadden School of Excellence Children's Choir.
Because of you, we have our
McFadden School of Excellence Children's Choir.
It's good to hear those young voices that represent the future of America. Thank you, young people. All right, I'd like to take a few moments to recognize a special guest. The mayors have already mentioned some of them, but I'm going to mention them again just in case you didn't hear them the first time. All right, our newly elected Rutherford County Mayor, Mayor Ketron, Bill Ketron, good to have you with us this morning. Our City Mayor, Shay McFarland. State Representative Tim Rudd, back with us again this morning, and also State Representative Mike Sparks, good to have you. And newly elected Tennessee State Senator Shane Reeves, good to have you, gentlemen. And a newly elected Tennessee State Executive Committeeman for the State Senate 14, Jim Sandman over here. Jim, thank you for coming. Some of our council members are here, Rick Lance back there, and also Bill Shacklett, Eddie Smotherman, I might miss, and also Commissioner Pettis Reed over here, and Joe Gurley, and then Steve Sandlin, of course, who's the Assistant Deputy to Mayor Ketron. Colonel Jeff Davison back there, former deputy to the mayor of Rutherford County. Good to have you back with us, Jeff. Stones River Battlefield Park Ranger John McKay is with us. VA Veteran Home Tracy Marsteller. Also Tennessee Valley Health Care System is Jennifer Vidrell Barrow, who's the president. Honor Flight of Middle Tennessee, Rob Moreland with the U.S. Army, First Lieutenant. Veteran Service Officer Dominic Gimedal, MSSW. The Tennessee Society Daughters of the American Revolution, Vietnam War Commemoration. Here is with us, Vice Chairman. And we want to thank the Mission Barbecue back here. Their community ambassadors are with us today. You may not be aware, but the Mission Barbecue mission is to honor the American military and first responders. I hope you'll visit their military vehicle out here after the services. I want to thank you. I want to honor all our veterans that are here today. Next on our program, the Children's Choir with the McFadden School of Excellence will again sing a beautiful song for us. At this time, the choir.
That is Sergeant Dan Alcorn. He is U.S. Marine, retired, and the Master of Ceremonies. Now the McFadden School of Excellence Children's Choir.
Thank you.
McFadden School of Excellence Children's Choir. Next up should be our special guest speaker here today at the Veterans Day Memorial Service. You're listening to live coverage from News Radio WGNS.
Beautiful voices that comes out of children's mouths. All right, we have a very special guest speaker here today. Today is Colonel John P. Cogbill. You may have already read his full biography in your program today, but let me read about it aloud to emphasize the tremendous service to our country and now to our community. Colonel John Cogbill was commissioned as an infantry officer from the United States Military Academy in 1994 and has held a variety of positions in both conventional and special operation units. His first assignment was as a platoon leader and executive officer in the 82nd Airborne Division. Colonel Cogbill's deployment includes two tours in Iraq, multiple tours in Afghanistan, peacekeeping deployments to Haiti, and also Kosovo. Colonel Cogbill is currently the commander of the 3rd Brigade Combat Team, Roscansas, at the 101st Airborne Division, Air Assault. Please join me in welcoming Colonel Cogbill to speak to us.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me. And let's give a round of applause one more time for the choir of angels behind me. They're wonderful, and they are the reason that we fight as the United States Army, to protect their future. And as you said, Sergeant Alcorn, they are our future. So Mayor Ketron, Mayor McFarland, Representative Rudd, Senator Reeves, elected officials, distinguished guests, friends and family of Murfreesboro. Thank you for joining me today as we honor the brave men and women who have stepped forward to defend our nation throughout our history. Like you said, my name is John Cogbill, and I command the 3rd Brigade Combat Team in the 101st Airborne Division. We're your neighbors to the north. And on behalf of Commanding General, Major General Drew Pappas, and Command Sergeant Major Todd Sims, I want to thank all of you for inviting me to share in this special occasion with you today. It's truly an honor. Veterans Day is a celebration of all those who have served and will continue to serve our nation with distinction. I have the great privilege of coming to work every day and leading over 4,300 of the finest soldiers in the United States Army. The men and women of the Roccasons are battle-hardened, highly trained, and prepared to deploy at a moment's notice anywhere in the world to defend our nation's vital national interests. We are the most deployed brigade combat team in the Army, and we also happen to be partnered with the city of Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee State University, which is how I found myself here today for this fantastic event. I'm inspired by the patriotism, courage, and commitment of those Roccasons soldiers and their families on a daily basis, and they're certainly deserving of the recognition of everything that they've done and what they will inevitably be called upon to do in the future in defense of our nation on their next rendezvous with destiny. So today we say thank you not only to them, but also to their families, for they have served and sacrificed for our nation as well. The spouses, the military, children, even the moms and the dads, they are the unsung heroes. They support their soldiers, they manage the households, they integrate into new schools, teams, and churches year in, year after year, as they move around the world so that their service member can go where their nation needs them. We in uniform raised our right hands and volunteered to join. They did not, but they do it willingly, out of love for service member and love of country. My wife Jenny is here today, and I'd like to take this opportunity to recognize her, our children, and all military families that have served and continue to serve our country by supporting their service members. For 100 years, we have celebrated this day on the anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. On the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month, the battlefields of Europe fell silent after more than 4 years of fierce fighting. We pause each year to recognize all of our veterans who have served from all the branches, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, active duty, reserve, National Guard. From the men and women who won our independence to today's warriors defending our freedom around the world, the generations of patriots who dedicated themselves to the defense of our country make us stronger and more resilient as a nation. Each veteran is a part of that proud legacy, and they have served with honor, dignity, and patriotism. They served in different places and in different ways. They have not only fought our wars, they have preserved the peace, whether in faraway lands or here at home. They have lived uncommon lives under a common banner of a love of country and a service to our nation. President Calvin Coolidge said long ago that the nation which forgets its defenders will itself be forgotten. Well, America doesn't have that problem. Your attendance here today attests to the fact that we have not forgotten our defenders. And the good news is that you don't have to travel to Fort Campbell to thank a veteran. They're seated right here in this room, probably next to you. I'd like to recognize just a few. Colonel Jeff Davidson, U.S. Army, former deputy of the mayor of Rutherford County, and an honorary member of the Roccasons. Captain Jennifer Vidral Barron, U.S. Navy, VA director from the Tennessee Valley Health System. Representative Hood, U.S. Army. Mr. Jim Sandman, United States Navy. Mr. Wendell Burnett, U.S. Coast Guard. And I'm sure there are more. So if you are a veteran and have served your country in uniform, please stand so that we can recognize you. Thank you. Thank all of you, not only for your service to the country in uniform, but your continued service as citizens of this great city and steadfast friends of the 26,000 active duty soldiers and the over 40,000 family members currently stationed at Fort Campbell. I'm often asked, what can we as a city do for them at Fort Campbell? Well, one way is to ensure that our force is always mission ready to answer the call of duty today, tomorrow, and at any time. The United States Army is currently deployed to over 150 countries around the world. We need your support, your trust, and your confidence to be ready, to be manned, to be trained and equipped at all times to safeguard our nation's security amid ever more dangerous and more complex global security threats. Our first commanding general, General George Washington, said, "To be prepared for war is one of the most effectual means of preserving the peace." And so a mission-ready Army is the best chance for peace. And since 1775, the United States Army has proven itself absolutely vital to protecting the American people, safeguarding the nation and our interests abroad. We are committed and dedicated to building and maintaining the most lethal army this world has ever seen, as capable of deterring or defeating any adversary. At the same time, we're also committed to taking care of our veterans. The U.S. has been at war for more than 17 years, and we now have the largest population of young veterans since the Vietnam War. This population continues to grow, with approximately 120,000 soldiers transitioning out of service every year. 5,000 soldiers transition out of Fort Campbell alone every single year. And roughly one-third of them stay right here in Middle Tennessee or Kentucky. We owe it to these men and women to make sure they transition from military service with the skills and experience to find meaningful employment. Every soldier is a soldier for life, and the Army takes care of its veterans through our Soldier for Life program. This program supports veterans and their families by connecting transitioning soldiers and veterans with health, wellness, and employment opportunities in places like Rutherford County. Coalitions of public and private sector employers have stepped up to help the veterans and their spouses, but still much work remains to be done to enhance access to such resources and support. So I urge all of you today to do what you can to support these efforts and to remember that veterans have much to offer our great nation. Potential future soldiers and their parents observe how we take care of our veterans as they consider serving themselves. And our ability to man the Army of the future depends in part on our support of today's veterans. Recruiting the next generation of patriots is becoming even more important as we attempt to grow the active duty force to meet the increasing demands in a very dangerous world. Soldiers live by the values of loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. They do not leave behind their values or their skills when they take off the uniform for the last time and they make that transition to civilian life. These men and women are mission-oriented. They have the knowledge, skills, and attributes to get the job done. They are some of the most talented, dedicated, and entrepreneurial professionals in the world. They are smart, thoughtful, and innovative leaders of character, and they often use the skills that they learn in the military to continue to serve in their communities, just like the proud veterans we've recognized previously. General Creighton Abrams, the 26th Chief of Staff of the Army, famously said that people aren't in the Army, they are the Army. Our Army is people, and our tanks and helicopters and formations are nothing without the trusted professionals who maneuver them. Our soldiers represent the best our nation has to offer. They are the heart, the soul, and the spirit of the greatest nation on the planet. They carry on the proud legacy and tradition of our nation's veterans who have, throughout our history, kept us free, returned home, and continued to serve our nation in a multitude of ways. And today, we say thank you to them all. Thank you for inviting me here today. Thank you to everyone who worked so hard to put this together, especially you, Myra. Thank you to our outstanding color guard from the 1st Squadron, 33rd U.S. Cavalry Regiment, the eyes and ears of the Rockasans, for being an outstanding color guard. Thank you to the McFadden School of Excellence for their beautiful songs. And thank you to all that have served in every capacity. Thank you to all those who will serve. God bless our veterans, God bless our families, and God bless America.
Colonel John Cockbill, commander of the 3rd Brigade Combat Team with the 101st Airborne Division Air Assault at today's Rutherford County Veterans Day Memorial Service. The guest speaker today, now here is Sergeant
Dan
Alcorn.
Thank you, Colonel, for reminding us of the merits of the American soldier. Normally at this time, we would be standing out there at the monument, and we'd be recognizing those on the monument who have given their supreme sacrifice. At this time, just to tell you, because of the weather, we're inside here. In 1948, the Veterans of Foreign Wars erected this monument in the southeast corner of this courthouse lawn to remember the men and women of Rutherford County and who served overseas in World War I, World War II. But since that time, we've had pillars for the Korea, the Vietnam, and the First Gulf War have also been added. Those who lost their lives in these foreign wars and have their names inscribed upon those monuments. This is a memorial service. So each year we want to remember those inscribed on this monument and their ultimate sacrifice. So at this time we would like to ask two members of the Smyrna Civil Air Patrol, Cadet Lieutenant Colonel Jonah Torp Pedersen and Cadet Senior Master Sergeant Avery Garfield to come to the podium and share with us the names of those listed on that War Memorial Monument as we remember their sacrifice. Thank you.
A roll call of the monument veterans.
Earl E. Akin, Arthur N. Barron, Jerry N. Barnett, William H. Baskin, Charles E. Bell, Charles D. Brown, Fred H. Brown, Robert S. Brown, Sid H. Brown, Porter E. Compton, Huffman Davis, Oscar Davis, Jesse DeRee, D. F. Donald, Chester F. Elron, Robert Fleming, Walter Hall, James G. Hollow, Thomas E. Hollyburton, Ben Helton, George D. Hightower,
Robert M. Halden, Houston Hoover, Porter H. Houston, David F. Hunter, Charles E. Kelton, Edgar Manis, William McRae, Charles Melton, Niall Mitchell, George L. Moore, Fink Murphy, James E. Overall, Thomas A. Patterson, Erwin B. Phillip, Alfred Poff, Queller Richardson, Sam B. Smith, Willie Smith, Wayman Taylor, Edwin Witherspoon, and John W. Woodward.
World War II. Caleb Adcock, Sam G. Anderson, J. James Arnold, Egbert O. Baker, Ernest B. Barnes, Houston Baskin, James P. Baskin, Thomas A. Baskin, Robert Baxter, James M. Bell, Robert H. Bentley, William R. Bradford, Claude W. Brannan, Donald B. Brasher, Fred H. Brown, Horace L. Bogg, Edward C. Cannon, Martin Christopher Jr., Henry M. Comer, Joe B. Cooper, Malcolm L. Cooper, Wilton I. Davenport, Coy H. Dunaway, Lucian E. Durnham, Glenn R. L.A., Hoyt H. Estes, Charlie L. Fan, Granville Fleming,
Donald Francis, J.D. Gamble, Aubrey Haley, Jean Hall, Winford E. Hall, John B. Hand, William F. Haperl, Preston Harris, Thomas C. Herod, John H. Hicks, Samuel S. Hill, David M. Holded, John H. Hose, John B. Hunter, Willis W. Jernigan, Alfred H. Jones, Robert T. Pep, Robert N. King, Norman W. Lair, Cliff Lewis, Morton Lines, George E. Loki, Frank B. Lawrence, James K. Lowe, William H. Maynard,
Harold J. Mankin, William H. Martin, Captain H. McKnight, Franklin W. Medlock, Franklin E. Merritt, Leonard D. Moore, Aubrey H. Moore, William Neely III, Sam T. Nisbet, Edward H. Newsom, William M. Nickens, Harlan Norman, Elwood Palmer, William B. Parker, Morgan A. Payne, Sam W. Peebles, Leonard Prosnick, Herbert Reed, John W. Reeves, Jr., Howard Rogers, Joseph M. Ross, Robert J. Sarvis, Ernest H. Sauls, Jerry B. Scruggs, Jr., Edward S. Seward, Benjamin T. Simpson, Robert K. Smith.
John H. Smith, Roger E. Smith, Frederick M. Smotherman, Charles C. Sneed, Raymond Stacy, Thomas N. Stanford, Kenneth Stewart Jr., Erskine Strope, James D. Taylor, Robert H. Thomas, David W. Thompson Jr., Alice C. Towns Jr., Ben H. Travis, Chester P. Vaughn, Leonard H. White, Harry L. Wilkinson, William W. Wilson, and Columbus P. Weeks.
Veterans of the Korean Conflict, Wayne F. Black, Ethel B. Haynes, Andy C. Johnson, William A. Kelly, George E. Lester IV, Leland M. Pate, Hoyt R. Taylor, Paul D. Rather, Ray T. Hughes, Veterans of the Vietnam War, Sammy E. Alexander, Mark Albert Babson, Jr., Robert R. Boyd, George W. Burkhart, Thomas M. Dillard, Herman D. Duncan, Larry Don Arles, Ronald John Ensley, Jr., Joe Raymond Fulgham, Jr., Robert Oliver Garant, Wilbur Leon Green, James Timothy Lisinski, Billy Lee Miller, Fred Evans Miller Mitchell, the third, Terry D. Moore, William Brandon O'Keefe, George D. Osborne, William G. Phillips, Richard Edward Wade, Eugene Merrill Woodson.
Veterans of Iraqi Freedom, A. F. Hahn II, J. D. Hurlston, Taymond N. Mitchell III, Corey Kowal, and Russell S. Hercules, Jr.
Roll call of the War Memorial Monument veterans from Rutherford County. Dan Alcorn here.
Because we've moved our program inside, we have reversed some segments of this program. We will have Miss Lauren Spencer play taps, and at that time, and then the color guard will be retiring, and then after that, we'll go outside to the monument for the placement of the wreath at the War Memorial. Please stand.
Playing of the taps by Lauren Spencer at Franklin Road Baptist Church. And now the 101st Airborne Color Guard will retire the colors.
Colors. Left. Face. Present.
Simons coming back to the podium with some closing remarks.
As a closing note, I want to just say thank you so much to everyone that attended today. I would like to let you know that Mrs. Andre Coffey with the Vietnam War Commemoration would like to meet with any Vietnam vets that are in attendance today. If you could just meet right down here out front. Here up by the podium. And also, Mr. Rob Moreland with the Honor Flight of Middle Tennessee would like to meet with any veterans of World War II, the Korean conflict, or any Vietnam War veterans who are 70% disabled with Agent Orange. If folks could meet up here with them, that would be wonderful. At this time, we're going outside. Mr. and Mrs. Jim Sandman are going to place the wreath for us out by the monument. If you're able to go out there to join with us in placement of the wreath in honor of those veterans, we'd love for you to join us. After that, Mission Barbecue is out there. Please go by their booth. They do have, I think I can tell you now, they do have free sliders, barbecue sliders for everyone. So please go out there and join us at the wreath placement and then to Mission Barbecue. Thank you so much for coming. You're dismissed.
Myra Simons there dismissing our events here today, the Veterans Day Memorial Service. It's usually every 11th day of the 11th month held at 11 o'clock outdoors, but due to the rain this year, it was moved here inside to the Rutherford County Courthouse. So we want to thank you for joining us today on this Veterans Day. We're going to go back to regular programming. I'm Brian Barrett, happy to have been a part of this with you this morning. Do stay tuned that in about 10 minutes or so, we've got Rick Stockstill live at a special time at noon today. Chip Walter standing by at Sam's Sports Grill to bring you that. But right now, we go back to regular programming. Thanks for joining us on News Radio WGNS.
Thank you, Brian. That live broadcast of the Veterans Day tribute at the Rutherford County Courthouse.